And I'd like now to welcome Tony Bass. He's with the Girl Scouts of New Mexico Trails, and he is here to tell us about the Cookie Caper, which is coming up very soon. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. I appreciate being here. This is great. We have the Girl Scouts of New Mexico Trails have our annual gala fundraising event, and it's coming up on March 30th, and we call it the Cookie Caper. And everyone is really familiar with our Girl Scout cookies and how great they are. And what we do at this event is we gather some of the top chefs in New Mexico, and they get to do the creative magic with the Girl Scout cookies, and they make these fantastic out-of-the-world desserts. And everyone is invited to come and taste them all out, and we hand out prizes to the top chefs. And in addition to that, we also have some of the best artists from around the state make cookie jars for the Cookie Caper as well. So it's kind of our way of making an adult version of the Girl Scout cookies, and so you get to see what they do. It's really amazing.
So you basically have amazing gourmet chefs making amazing desserts out of, like, those mint Oreo thing. What are they called?
Thin mints, yes.
Yeah, those thin mint Oreo cookie types of cookies.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Which are good all by themselves.
That's what I said. When I first heard about this event, I thought, I mash up some Thin Mints and put in some brownies so I could probably compete or something like that. But no. Not even close. They make these basil-infused thin mint milkshakes. One year we had a chef make white chocolate raspberry thin mint martinis, which just shows just how adult and just how, like, sophisticated it gets. And it's just, every year that's the most exciting part for me, is every year getting out there and seeing, wow, what these chefs really did with these things. It's amazing.
This is not a kid event.
No, not at all. This is an adult event, and it helps support programs for our Girl Scouts, but it's for adults, yes.
And it's Friday the 30th of March. Where is it?
It is at the Inn & Spa at Loretto, right here in Santa Fe.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a beautiful venue. We have, as well as you'll be able to taste all the desserts ahead of time, and we have, you can also bid on the desserts. Each chef's going to make a big display, so if you find one that you really like, you can take it home, share it with your friends, share it with your family, and you can bid on that. We also have, you can bid on the pottery, which is always just fantastic, and as well as a very nice silent auction that we have going on. We have trips to Angel Fire, all sorts of great things.
Now, let's talk just for a moment about the Girl Scouts. What kind of activities are the Girl Scouts of... I guess this is it's not the Girl Scouts of New Mexico. It's like the kind of north central region of New Mexico.
Yes.
What kind of things are those Girl Scouts up to?
We represent 23 out of 33 counties in New Mexico. Pretty much if you draw a line from Gallup over to Clovis up north, that's us. That's the Girl Scouts of New Mexico Trails.
Okay.
And we are providing, this is our 100th anniversary this year of Girl Scouts, actually. So we have a lot of really great activities going on. And the 100th anniversary has been really great because that allows us to, it's an opportunity to show the community how we're actually stepping forth into the 21st century for the Girl Scouts and offering programs for them to help them discover their courage, confidence, and character and help them become the future leaders that New Mexico needs. So we have a lot of really great things from, we have a lot of the traditional things like camping and the cookie sales, which everyone remembers, which actually the Girl Scout cookie sales is the best small business education for girls in the country. There's more small business owners that came out of Girl Scouts than some of the top colleges in the country.
Is that right?
Yes. And so it's not just when you see them out there, they're working on their marketing, they're working on their business plans, they're doing a lot of great things.
Yeah.
But we also have a lot of really great things like along the lines of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics programs for girls where they're learning how to design robots, to be engineers, doing a lot of these things. We just had a really great thing called First Lego League where girls program robots to complete activities, and so they work on like global problems. This year the theme was food crises and how to solve a lot of the problems that are going along with food while designing robots. And we have just the Girl Scouts have become one of our board president always says it's not your grandma's Girl Scouts anymore. It's so much more than that. We have so many opportunities for girls to participate.
I would think also that with the camping would come an environmental stewardship piece and all of that.
Absolutely, yes. That's a huge part of Girl Scouting is, I know I used to go camping, and then when I became a Girl Scout, I learned that
you're
I can...
You're a Girl Scout. Tony is a Girl Scout.
I am a Girl Scout. That was my first day at work. I came home, told my wife, I'm a Girl Scout, and that was a conversation I never thought I'd have with her ever. She said, what are you talking about? But yeah, after going camping the first time with some as a Girl Scout, I learned there's a lot more ways to, better your camp, make sure you leave the environment better, be a better steward for the environment. And so I learned a lot of that. So yes, certainly there's a lot of that.
Now, the Cookie Caper is, once again, Friday the 30th of March. And if people want to find out more and get tickets and things like that, what do they do?
They can go to our website, which is www.nmgirlscouts.org, NM like New Mexico. Or they can contact our council office, which is 505-343-1040. And we'll be happy to get you some tickets. Space is filling up, so be sure to get them as soon as possible. That way you don't miss out on any of this. I can't tell you enough how amazing these desserts are.
Well, we look forward to it. Tony Bass is with Girl Scouts of New Mexico Trails. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Schaller. I appreciate it.